Thanks for joining us as we continue our way through the Proverbs. We're calling this summer series Road Rules, and we're asking you as parents to apply these passages to your life and then teach them age appropriately, of course, to your children. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. So, along with loving and nurturing and protecting, a parent is a teacher. And teaching is basically show and tell. There's an old statement people used to say, do as I say, not as I do. But, you know, that's just as foolish as it is archaic. A life that doesn't back up words with actions will seem hypocritical. It won't seem hypocritical. It will be hypocritical. While a parent is not perfect, while some of our actions and words will not always mesh, there must be a pattern of healthy wholeness where actions and words are most often aligned. When our children hear and see our teaching and adopt the truth as their own, then God's success follows. The challenge with success is not the desire to be successful, but the paths we take to reach the desired destination. When we follow God's instruction through His strength, this proverb reminds us we live in peace. Now, ultimately, true success comes from God. It's both measured and experienced in our relationship with Him. One day, all human success will be left behind in rot and rust. Lasting success from God will be celebrated through eternity. Now, we're back to parents and the responsibility of teaching, showing and telling how to keep God's commandments. Only then will God make the way prosperous, and only then will God grant us good success. Father, I want to be successful in your eyes. I do not want my life to invest in things that will only rot and rust and decay. Please use me for eternal purposes and help me teach my kids that a life with you is about eternal investment. God, give me the desire to be successful by your strength, successful by your definition, and successful in your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.